Welcome to the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer's Sermon Podcast.
The readings appointed for this sermon are from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 8 through 17, the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verse 18 through 22, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 9 through 15, and Psalm 25, verse 1 through 9.
God grant us serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. And if you're at home and you were standing, good work, and you may be seated too. Well, today is the first Sunday in Lent. And Lent, of course, is so it's an appropriate time for us to take stock, to stop, and ask the basic questions about who we are. It's also, coincidentally, after this meeting, we will have, or after this worship, we will have our annual meeting. And of course, every year, as we have an annual meeting, it again is a nice, an appropriate time to stop and take stock of who we are as a church. Why do we exist? But I have to say, this whole past 11 months, as we have been living into this reality of this pandemic that has overtaken our country and has forced us to live in ways we did not expect or imagine, has been an 11-month period of time where I feel like we have been constantly taking stock and trying to understand what really matters. And I would say, as someone who works in a church, whose life is committed to the care and the facilitating of a community that is founded in love and that seeks to serve and love all people in Jesus' name, and a community whose primary way of knowing we're a community is traditionally, normally, just to get together on days like today and have this space full as we see each other. I got to tell you, for the last 11 months, I have been asking the question a lot, what does it mean to be church? Why do we even exist? If you belong to a church, you should make a point of asking yourself from time to time, why does my church even matter? If you're a Christian, you should be asking yourself at least regularly, why does me being Christian even matter to me? We should wonder, if our church disappeared tomorrow, would it make any difference in our lives and in the lives of the people around us? We should be asking those questions, not just on the first Sunday in Lent, not just during our annual meeting, but a part of our regular understanding of ourselves is, how do we matter as church? How does being this community affect our lives? And how does being this community change the lives of our neighbors, our neighborhoods, our larger community? How does it transform it for the better? We want to have a sense of that. And so our scripture reading today is a perfect scripture reading because it's the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And therefore, it's the sort of foundational piece of all the things that matter to Jesus in his public ministry. At least in the gospel according to Mark, this is how the whole gospel starts. We don't get a nativity, Jesus as a baby, or Jesus as a young snarky teenager. We don't get Jesus, cosmic Jesus like in John. In Mark, it begins with, let's get to work. There's a baptism. Jesus is driven into the wilderness, tempted, and then he begins his ministry and gets to work. Jesus is about the business of God's love. And that's so clear in today's reading. We see this beautiful thing where Jesus participates, uniting himself with the people around him in solidarity. Jesus is God in solidarity with humanity. And in this baptism, God and humanity are united to one another in a relationship of holy connection. But not only is God and humanity united, but we see a beautiful picture of the unity of our God in God's self as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all present in this story for the purpose of proclaiming the belovedness and the belongingness of humanity. This message Jesus has is a proclamation. When he says, repent and believe in the good news, I said this a couple weeks ago, but I don't think I can say it enough because it still seems like a new idea for us. Whenever Jesus says, is preaching the good news, you and I talk about the good news after post-resurrection as we talk about what Jesus has done. His life and death and resurrection is the good news, except none of that's happened yet. So when Jesus goes around telling people about the good news, he's not saying, hey, guess what, everybody? I died for your sins. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus says, repent, turn around and look for God in this world. Where do you see love today? Look for it. And then Jesus says, the good news, believe in it. And the good news is that all of God's creation belongs to God. And that God is present and active and redeeming God's creation in this world right now. Jesus' ministry is a ministry of growth because it's not about growth in terms of numbers, but in terms of the types of people who understand that they belong to God. The all the different classes and characteristics of people who don't know what they have to be loved by God. The good news of God in Jesus Christ is whoever you are, whatever state you are in, whatever way of being you're experiencing, you belong fully and utterly. And your idea of what it means to belong, it needs to grow so that you can recognize God's presence and redemptive work in your life. The Holy Spirit comes down upon Jesus in this text as he's coming up out of the waters, and we hear those words, you are my son, my beloved, in you I am well pleased. And that word for spirit is the same word for breath. It's where we get the word inspired. Jesus is inspired by an understanding of who he is, his whole ministry, his conviction about what he is doing on this earth is an inspired act. An act given by the Holy Spirit, breathed into his very being, and an understanding that he belongs. And through his belonging and through his belovedness, he seeks to make all people know their belonging and their belovedness. And what happens then? United to humanity, growing in our understanding of how we belong to God, and inspired by the Holy Spirit in a clear picture of who we are in this world. Jesus is then sent, notice, first into the wilderness to experience temptation. And maybe that's where we feel like we are right now, in the wilderness. But he's sent into that which is difficult, that which is painful, that which is scary and uncertain. And only through the wilderness can his ministry of repentance and belonging begin. Sent through that wilderness and through that temptation into the world, rooted and grounded in the love for which we all are made, Jesus serves everyone in front of him. If you show up in front of Jesus, you will be cared for. Now, we've read this book. We know you might not always like the way he cares for you, but you will be loved and cared for. Your dignity will be acknowledged. Your humanity will be restored if only you will listen to the truth of who you are as spoken by Jesus sent into the world. Why do we exist as a church? Some of you, I don't know how often you've been connecting with the Church of the Redeemer during the last 11 months. Maybe if you weren't able to come on Sundays, you haven't felt very connected. Maybe you think, you know, gosh, I wonder what the church folks are doing. Are they taking a nice long break? What's going on? It's been an amazing and an incredibly difficult time for the leaders of this church, for the staff, for the clergy, and for all those in lay ministry to seek ways to understand how we can fully keep you connected. Because here's what I have realized during this time, when I say, why does this church even matter to me? What I realize is what I want to know and what I think most of you want to know in this difficult time about your church is, how do we stay connected to one another? And how do we continue to make a difference in this world? How are we connected? And how do we make a difference? Because in our bones, we know that we want to make a difference in this world. And we are hardwired for connection as people. It is built into us, interdependence, belonging to one another. We are not rocks and islands and all by ourselves. We may be individuals, but we are individuals who are built for belonging and connection. It is my sincerest hope that throughout the last 11 months, this church has kept you connected in some way. And that this church has helped you find ways to make a difference in the world. If it hasn't yet, well, today is a good day for us to repent. It's also a good day for you to look and see where you might be able to dig in. But also, we're not through all this craziness yet. There's still time, and we still need each other. Nothing about our need to belong and our need to transform has changed. The good news is still the good news. Repentance is still necessary, and God is still present in this world. We have a belief as a church that we are meant to become a beloved community, a community of God where all people know that they are beloved and belonging, that they are beautiful members of God's creation. We want our whole community to radiate with that knowledge. We have a picture, a very clear picture. As we go into Lent, we are talking about this language of proclaiming the dream of beloved community. And Church of the Redeemer has already begun this work. We have articulated this in our vision statement, which sounds so corporate sometimes. Oh, we have a vision statement. But we're kind of corporate people, so let's get over that. And let's look at what we say we believe can be true about ourselves, the vision that we have for ourselves. We have a vision of a worshiping community that knows Jesus and grows in love, united in relationships of holy connection and communion, growing with people of every age, race, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic situation, and political persuasion, inspired by our understanding of why we are Christian, why we are Episcopalian, why Redeemer matters to us, and sent into the world rooted and grounded in love to serve all people with humility, compassion, and faithfulness. Like the story we hear today of Jesus' baptism, we can look at our vision and see very clearly who we are meant to be, and how we can live into it. And as we enter more deeply into this next year, 2021, as we move towards what we hope to be the end stages of this pandemic, as we prepare ourselves to get to a place where we can gather in person and indoors again soon and very soon, I pray during Lent that we will continue to do the work of reflection and honest inventory, asking ourselves, what does my church mean to me? Why does it matter that I'm part of it? How is it working in my life? And how, through the church, am I working in the world? If you are listening to me today, if you are watching today, if you are part of this, I mean you. You belong to God fully, utterly. And by the power and grace of God, you belong to a community that loves you as you are and recognizes the blessing that you are in this world. I pray that we recognize God's presence together, that we follow Jesus together, and that we head out into this world together, proclaiming the truth of the beloved community as one people in Jesus' name.